Hi, good morning, Rabbi Sai. In Os Yutes, B'chol Anshei Levav. B'chol Anshei Levav. How do we translate Anshei Levav? I don't know. Thoughtful people. Sensitive, thoughtful people. Yachshivu Olam Hazekim Odira Sarai. They view their perspective on Olam Hazeh is that it's a temporary domicile, that one is only here temporarily. V'lo yishtam shubo rak la'avodas habo yizbarach. And therefore, they don't allow themselves to become enamored with or distracted by Olam Hazeh per se, but rather they retain their sense of direction. And they prepare literally food for their soul, for their soul's journey. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah is going to explain why this perspective is appropriate, is warranted. Ki im shanim rabos yichya ha'odam. V'ilu chaya elef shanim pa'amayim. Imagine that a person doubled the lifespan of Mr. Shalach. Achre sheyesh mispa l'shanav. But no matter how much arichas yamim a person is zocha to an olam hazeh, it's limited, it's going to be finite. Yichla hamispa, at a certain point, a person reaches that number, whatever that number of allotted years is, at a certain point, a person reaches that. V'salfo kolohoye yihye. And at that point, there's no ongoing, enduring reality to his Olam Hazeh existence, obviously beyond the Torah and Mitzvos, Maisim Tovim, Chasodim of Olam Hazeh. But Olam HaGmul Ein Lo Tachlis, Olam Haba, which is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu apportions Char, has no end, is eternal. Ki inyan shenema kishnos mispa ye esayu. When the years of number come, meaning the allotted numbers of years in Olam Hazeh come in the sense that they're exhausted, so then va'olach lo oshuv ehaloch. So then I will embark on a path from which I will not return. So basically, I think this is true mathematically also, right? It's not really a meaningful statement if you have infinity in the denominator. And I don't know if you can really say that 1 over infinity or 100 over infinity or 20 over infinity, that they're different values. Either way, they're just so, the finite number is so incommensurate with the infinity. So of course it's a diras harai. If a person would know that he's going to live to the age of Mesu Shelach, so what's 969 over infinity? It's whatever the value of the numerator is in that equation, it's a diras harai. And says Rabbeinu Yonah, and obviously, you know, if we'll consult with an actuary, the chances of living to the age of Mr. Shelach are not overwhelmingly in our favor. Avki yimeho adam kitzel over kinyan shenema yimei shenosenibam shivim shana. How much more so that realistically, according to the actuarial tables, so a person is not going to live anything approaching that lifespan. V'nema yom of kitzel over, that a person's days pass like a shadow. which cast a long shadow, which give considerable shade. That's how fleeting it is. A person should think of life with this metaphor that the fleeting nature of life is comparable to the shadow, the shade provided by in one particular spot by a bird which is flying overhead, which means that uberega katon over. Yet a third perspective, yet a third consideration which yields this perspective of Diras Arai. Gam ki eno adam yodem mayom kanu l'mocha v'kev. Right, so Ben Yonah begins by saying, if a person would know, if he'd have a crystal ball which would tell him that he's going to outlive Mr. Shalach, it's still a Diras Arai. And then he says, how much more so? That's not what our lifespan is. That's not what life expectation is. And then how much more so? Because no person even has a guarantee of the Yumeshin Hosein Abraham Shivim Shana. Gam ki eino adam yodem im hayom kanu l'mocha v'kever. A person, life is tenuous. It's not only fleeting, but within that, it's tenuous. V'nimtza b'hishtadlo v'torcho al yom mochor ki hu mitzta'er al olam she'eno shalom. If a person knew that he was going to move out of an apartment, or that there was a reasonable chance that he was going to move out of an apartment tomorrow, I don't know, he wouldn't spend his time painting the apartment today. But Omer Rav Hoseinu Zechonim Levracha, Al Tatzer Tzoras Mocher, don't be distressed about tomorrow's problems. Ki lo seida mayilid yom. Here, again, you know, as Chazal said, "Divrei Torah aniyim b'mokam echad and ashirim b'mokam acher." Torah is the composite of many, many halachas, many, many perspectives, many, many imperatives, many, many values. By definition, Rabbi Yonah can only be teaching one halacha, one perspective, one value at a time. But it's our job, what he intended for us in learning Shari Tshuva, is that it needs to be integrated into the broader system. A person can't hit on one Maimah Chazal, on one line in Rabbeinu Yonah, and construct a Hashkafas Olam only based on that one Maimah Chazal, on one line in Rabbeinu Yonah. One line in Rabbeinu Yonah needs to be integrated with other lines in Rabbeinu Yonah, which need to be integrated with other lines in the Rambam, which need to be integrated with Chazal, with v'chulu v'chulu. So what does Rabbeinu Yonah mean when he says Al Tatzer Tzoras Mocher? Again, it certainly doesn't mean that the Torah doesn't encourage us to ever plan or lay foundations for the future. Limda Torah Da'acheretz, right? Chazal tells us Limda Torah Da'acheretz from Parsha Shoftim. We derive the Limda Torah Da'acheretz of the Olam Yomad Adam Torah V'achakach Yomad Umnos V'achakach Yisaisha. So clearly, that means to build one's life in a systematic way, and it certainly involves planning for the future. Yilmad Umnas means you become an apprentice. You become an apprentice to Paul Revere, and you learn how to become a silversmith. Right. Nowadays, people have other ideas of how to earn a panacea, and that's also okay. But it's the same. It's the same. It's the same yisod. So clearly, the Torah says hamavazbez. The halacha is that hamavazbez al yavazbez yasu mechomesh. That there's a cap on how much tzedakah a person should give. Why? Because down the road, shami yitzarech lebrios. Because down the road, if a person gives too much tzedakah, if he's of limited means, I don't know, if he's got $100 billion in the bank and he gives more than a chomesh, I think he'll be okay. I think he'll still be able to buy a new suit for Pesach. But if a person has more limited means, so then the din is that when it comes to mitzvah seser, when it comes to tzedakah, why? Because down the road, shami yitzarech lebrios. So clearly, we see that to be responsible does mean to have an eye to the future and to make plans. What's Rabbeinu Yonah talking about? Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about there's such a thing as over planning. There's such a thing as trying to plan, and such a thing as worrying about things which are not biyadeinu. They're not biyadeinu in the sense that it's not our obligation to be planning for this, nor is it, are we in any position to, what's going to be with this, what's going to be with that? That's what Chazal is saying. Al tatzeh tzoros mocha. A person is supposed to, again, wherever we have a responsibility, so then we are. L'olam yomad olam Torah. V'achagach yomad umnus. V'achagach yisa isha. But there are many things, again, where there are many things that are not biyadeinu. Again, not biyadeinu either in the sense of our responsibility, or not biyadeinu in the sense that there's much to do about, that there's anything for us to do about. So then that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. What is a person worrying about for? I don't know. I'm not even going to, if it's not my responsibility, I don't mean that in a selfish sense, but in a religious sense. So then, who knows whether it's even going to materialize? Who knows whether it's even going to materialize? Who knows if we're going to be here? Who knows if it's going to happen? This is the theme of Koheles. That a person should recognize that getting lost in Olam Hazeh, thinking of Olam Hazeh as the ultimate rather than Olam Hazeh as the means, that's the mistake that Shlomo HaMelech is warning us against. And Shlomo HaMelech framed and contextualized for us everything he's going to say with his opening words and with his concluding words. Ki pasach va'ama havel avalam ama koalas havel avalam hakol havel. If someone other than Shlomo HaMelech would have said it, we would have said it's sour grapes. We would have said, yeah, of course, a person who can't afford the nice things in life, so of course he's gonna disparage them. Shlomo's wealth was so great as to be just about inestimable. Clearly, for Shlomo HaMelech, there's no sour grapes. In his depiction of Sefer Koheles, Sefer Koheles being defined by the psicha and the chasima is the chavi reflecting the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos says that bikshu ligno Sefer Koheles. At one point, it was not clear to Chazal whether Sefer Koheles had been authored by Ruach HaKodesh for Shlomo HaMelech or not. And given that lack of clarity, what's more, that superficially, nimtzu dvarav sosun devetar. The psukim in Koheles, which seem to contradict the Veda, Then ultimately, Chazal said that Tchilaso Devei Torah, V'Sofo Devei Torah, exactly what Ben Yonah is saying. So Memela, they then proceeded to recognize that it wasn't Ruach, that it was authored by Ruach HaKodesh, and of course it belongs to Kisvei HaKodesh. So my father Zuchan Levach used to like to say, I don't remember whether he was quoting someone when he said this, or was it, whether it was his own. What do you mean? So Tchilaso Devei Torah, V'Sofo Devei Torah. He says, Moshe Lamar Doma. Let's say I'll come and I'll give a lecture for an hour and a half. He says the first 2 minutes will be substantive, and the last 2 minutes will be substantive, and the intervening hour and 26 minutes will be nonsense. So how does the first 2 minutes and the last 2 minutes doesn't really justify preoccupying people's time for an hour and a half and giving them such a tiny return on their time. So you have a nice pasuk at the beginning of Kol Ha'aretz, have a nice pasuk on Kol Ha'aretz. This is a long Megillah, you know. You need patience on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos when we read Kol Ha'aretz. So Elamai, the pshat clearly is, and this is what Rabbi Yonah in this paragraph is teaching also, is that hochiach sofo al tchilaso ve'emtsoiso, hochiach tchilaso al emtsoiso ve'sofo. That what Chazal is saying is not that the tchilaso devei Torah and sofo devei Torah compensate for or offset whatever you find in the middle. No, but it provides a context and a perspective, and it frames it. It tells us if tchilaso devei Torah and sofo devei Torah, it must be that clearly, it must be that that if we'll study it and interpret it properly, that we'll recognize that the entire thing mitchilasa ve'ad sofo is the Devei Torah. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah is very much prompted by that Gemara and Shabbos is telling us as well. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for now. B'nadim Yitzchak Hashem, we'll reconvene at 11:30, approximately 11:30, for others. Okay, everybody, have a good, productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe.